Chapter 4. Now when all the nation had come to the other side of Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Take 12 men from the people, a man for every tribe, and say to them, 'Take up from the middle of Jordan, from the place where the feet of the priests were resting, 12 stones, and take them over with you and put them down in the place where you take your rest tonight.'" So Joshua sent for the 12 men, whom he had ready, one man out of every tribe of the children of Israel, and he said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of Jordan, and let every one of you take up a stone on his back, one for every tribe of the children of Israel, so that this may be a sign among you, when your children say to you in time to come, 'What is the reason for these stones?' Then you will say to them, 'Because the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the Lord's agreement. When it went over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones will be a sign for the children of Israel, keeping it in their memory forever.'" So the children of Israel did as Joshua gave them orders, and took 12 stones from the middle of Jordan, as the Lord had said to Joshua, one for every tribe of the children of Israel. These they took across with them to their night's resting place and put them down there. And Joshua put up 12 stones in the middle of Jordan, where the feet of the priests who took up the Ark of the Agreement had been placed, and there they are to this day. For the priests who took up the Ark kept there in the middle of Jordan till all the orders given to Joshua by Moses from the Lord had been done. Then the people went over quickly. And when all the people had come to the other side, the Ark of the Lord went over, and the priests, before the eyes of the people, and the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh went over armed before the children of Israel as Moses had said to them. About 40,000 armed for war went over before the Lord to the fight, to the lowlands of Jericho. That day the Lord made Joshua great in the eyes of all Israel, and all the days of his life they went in fear of him, as they had gone in fear of Moses. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Give orders to the priests who take up the Ark of Witness, to come up out of Jordan." So Joshua gave orders to the priests, saying, "Come up now out of Jordan." And when the priests who took up the Ark of the Lord's agreement came up out of Jordan and their feet came out onto dry land, the waters of Jordan went back to their place, overflowing its edges as before. So on the 10th day of the first month the people came up out of Jordan, and put up their tents in Gilgal, on the east side of Jericho. And the 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, Joshua put up in Gilgal, and he said to the children of Israel, "When your children say to their fathers in time to come, 'What is the reason for these stones?' then give your children the story, and say, 'Israel came over this river Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God made the waters of Jordan dry before you till you had gone across, as he did to the Red Sea, drying it up before us till we had gone across, so that all the peoples of the earth may see that the hand of the Lord is strong, and that they may go in fear of the Lord your God forever.'"